Okay, so we are Tehillim Mizmor Yud Bet over here, Sunday morning. It's the 4th of Nisan, right? Thursday's Rosh Chodesh, so just trying to orient ourselves over here on the 29th of March. The topic of this Mizmor has to do with David's encounter with people, like so many of the Mizmor Tehillim, who did not exist in the same world universe that he did, wicked people. But particularly as it expresses itself through integrity or lack thereof. L'amnatzeach al ha-shminit mizmor le-David. The shminit, of course, is the instrument with eight strings. Hoshi Adonai ki gamar chasid ki fasu emunim mibnei adam. God, we rely on your salvation because the pious ones are no more, because faith or integrity, trustworthiness, has been lost from people. Shavi dabar ish esrei usfas chalakos. And people speak in very smooth, sfas chalakos, sneaky, duplicitous ways. Again, what's referred to today as spin. They speak, but they don't necessarily mean it in their heart. They're echad bepeh, ve'echad balev. Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakos lashem bedaberes gedolos. God should cut down all of those who speak, again, innocuously, with euphemism, lashon medaberes gedolos. So they promise much, and of course they have no intention of fulfilling. Perhaps the most extreme example in our people's history, certainly from recent history, is, of course, during the Shoah, when people who were sent off for murder were quote resettled, in the East. People who were sent to be gassed were sent for disinfection, right? An enormous part of the legacy of the final solution is exactly what David HaMelech refers to twice here as sifsei chalakos, as the ignominious use of euphemism when it comes to atrocity. Asher amru lo shoneinu nagbir sfaseinu itanu mi adon lanu, and they did it with impunity, with a sense of mi adon lanu. If we use this speech, if we destroy the evidence, if we somehow cover it up, that nobody's going to notice. And so David HaMelech pleads, Mishod aniyim en kasav yonim, from the cry of those who are impoverished, from the evyonim, these are people who aren't just impoverished in the financial sense, but more importantly, people who are downtrodden, people that have nobody on earth to whom to turn, ata akum yomar Hashem. God should say that he will arise, Ashis beyesha yafiachlo, that he will come along and bring forth a Yeshua for those who have laid traps, for those who are most vulnerable. Imaros Hashem amaros taros. Now here's the great contrast, that when God says something, it's absolutely pure, reliable, trustworthy. Kesef tzaruf ba'alil aretz mizuka akshiv asayim, right, like silver that had been purified seven times over, the word is absolutely trustworthy, removed from any impurity, from any alloy, from any anything that could be seen as groundless. Ata Hashem tishmireim, God, protect those who are most vulnerable. Titzrenu, surround all of us in protection. Min hador zu leolam, from this wicked generation, forever. Saviv rishalim mishaim yishalachun, the wicked abound, they are all around. Kirum zulus livnei adam. And again, this is a very vague clause in conclusion, but many of the Mefarshim interpret this, that when these people are exalted, it's a denigration, it's a zilzul for human beings. There are generations when, again, it seems like the wicked have the upper hand. So again, what David HaMelech is focused on here primarily is the contrast between God, whose word is always reliable, and the words of human beings who, have their own agenda, can be duplicitous, who aren't always being trustworthy. And certainly in the situation that we find ourselves in, the importance, of course, of always maintaining our sense of trust and optimism. But I think as we've learned over the course of the last few weeks and even month, as we go back from the time when this really came onto our radar, how important it is to have trustworthy and reliable information, and not to give, again, any false sense of again, it's good to be optimistic and it's good to be trustworthy, you know, and to think about better outcomes. But really, lives depend on people, you know, speaking faithfully and integrity and taking all the necessary precautions and not, you know, God forbid, even unintentionally engaging in glib, sifse chalakos, you know, groundless euphemisms, again, designed, you know, to reassure people, but without the requisite factual basis. So again, this is a time, it's always important to be careful with our speech. I think it's doubly important at this point in time. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. And of course, a Shavua Tov, it should be a wonderful week as well.